So today is May 4th, 2011, and we're going to do lesson number 42, lifting the head and the knee. So take a moment to kind of settle in on your back and begin to notice how are you resting on your back today. We've been doing a lot of work in the last few weeks in regards to extension, so draw your attention now to your spine and thinking about the length of your spine and this idea of extension or length. It's not so much having just a curve, but as I'd like you to think of extension as having a lot of elongation. So as you notice in your spine, observe if there's any areas that perhaps it doesn't feel so elongated. You know, you might be, as you, in your mind you're traveling down your spine, you come across a couple places where it feels kind of congested and as if there's not very much length, that the length gets less there. And that's just important for you to notice about yourself. And then traveling down to noticing how your hips are resting on the floor, your legs. And then take a moment to think about how much space you have in the lower back. So there should be just a little curve there. And this really is the neutral position for our pelvis and our lower back. So just notice if there's just a tiny little gap there. Some of us might feel bigger gaps, and others of us might feel not much at all. Or as if our lower back is really pressing into the floor. And then we'll remeasure that or rethink it, notice it at the end of the lesson. And then roll your head gently a little bit to the left and to the right. And go slow enough to really notice the quality of the movement of rolling your head. Good. Okay, and please roll over onto your stomach. And you're going to draw your right knee up along your side. This should feel pretty familiar for those of you that have been here. That's it. And then you want to place your left hand on top of your right. And then your left ear on the back of your left hand. Okay? And now begin, as we've done again in the past few lessons, you're going to start to lift your head, but you're lifting your head with your left arm. So really, your head isn't lifting, doing the work, shall we say. So think of it as your head is really resting like it rests on the pillow on your left arm, and you're lifting your left arm and lowering it back down. And make it a little bit smaller, a little softer. And as you're doing the movement, have this idea that you lengthen towards where the door is, towards the back of the room. And even smaller. So do a smaller lift and think more length. Just barely, that's better, Julie. Barely come away from the floor, but think that somebody's pulling your head and your arm. That's better, Julie. Did you feel that difference? Think length. Your trunk, that's it, Dale, gets long. Okay, so pause with that movement, keeping your head and your arms the same way. And now you're going to come down to your right knee. And you're going to think about how can you lift just your right knee away from the floor. And what we started with last week is by taking your right hip backwards. That's it. So think of just lifting your right knee. That's it, David. There you go. And keep your foot down. So even make it so light, could you just, that's it, Becky. Just almost like pivot on your foot. So use your right foot, Dale. Press it into the mat. You'll see how much easier it is to lift the right knee. Yeah. And even maybe don't think about the pelvis as much. Can you just lift the right knee up to the ceiling? That's it. Pivot on those toes. Now, can you get the heel down? That's it. Get the whole foot down. And lift. There you go. Use the whole foot. And then you feel the pelvis goes backwards. Now, as you do this movement a few more times, just feel how your whole spine turns. And you're keeping your head resting on the back of your left hand. And it should be your left ear. Good. Okay. And now pause with that for a minute. Stay in the same position. And now this time you're going to lift the right lower leg. So it's the opposite in a way. That's it, David, what we just did. So you kind of pivot on the knee. It's almost like your knee, that's it, presses into the floor. And again, go slow and gentle because there's a real big twist and turn that happens deep inside your hip joint. Keep your head, you're doing fine, Beck. Just keep your head that's perfect. Just feel what that does. Yeah. Inside the hip joint. And if you were to continue, I know this is kind of like a, this is just a thought, not to really go after this, but you're doing it really well, Becky, is if you were to continue to take your foot past the ceiling, right, and you were to continue to think, what if I could turn it all the way over? Well, that's it, Julie. Guess what has to move? Your whole pelvis and spine. So then we start to create that double rotation twist we talked about last week. That's it. So you're keeping your head beautifully rested on the back of your left hand, and you're pivoting on that right knee. Beautiful. And all of you are getting your pelvis now. So it's like if you just tell the pelvis to keep on turning, it lets the foot go more and more over to the right. There you go. Good. Okay. Come back to what we call neutral of this position. Just pause for a moment and rest. And as you're resting, just notice right now your left leg. That's the leg that's long. And so if it kind of got pointed out to the side or something, so if you can line it up so you really feel like your left foot is lined up with your left hip joint, your butt, your left shoulder, it's all one in one long line. And now begin with that left leg to start to lift your left leg. And we again kind of finished with this in last week's lesson. So not the right, but the long leg. And it's this feeling that you really feel the lift happen deep inside the hip joint. Your left buttocks almost tightens a little bit. And again, this idea of lengthening, of feeling that as you lift your leg, your upper body scoots forward on the mat, that you get long in your trunk, or the lift of your leg literally pushes you forward. Good. Now pause for a moment so you can change over your hands. So your right palm would be on top of your left, but still the left ear. And you're going to continue to lift the left leg. And as you do so, begin to lift your head with the back of the right hand. And again, it's this feeling that everything gets jetted forward. That's it. So can you think of the lifting of your head and arm come from the lifting of your leg? Nice, Dave. You get really long in your trunk. Good. Okay. And let that go. Please roll over onto your back and rest. And just observe what's changed. What feels different? Does anything feel longer? So hopefully each time that you come back onto your back, you're looking for this idea that somehow you keep getting longer. Okay, go ahead and roll back over onto your stomach. And this time you're going to turn your face to the left, so your right ear will rest on the back of your right hand. Your right hand is on your left, and your left leg is drawn up along your side. Great. Okay, and so we're going to start with your right arm lifting your head. And again, this idea is that your head really is resting on the back of your left arm, just like a pillow. So it floats up. So the lift all comes from your arm. And can you also think of length? So really, first and foremost, that you're lengthening. And at the very end of the length is a slight lift. So everybody do maybe half the amount that you're doing right now of lifting. That's better, Becky. So you almost feel as you're lengthening. Dale, that was really good. You actually can feel your butt is pulled up a little bit, right? It goes for a ride. It's not doing anything, but it actually, if you're thinking truly of length, your bottom is kind of scooped up and pulled up towards your lower back. Good. Okay. Pause for a moment with that. And then you're going to bring your attention down to your left knee. And we first did the movement of lifting your left knee. And I encouraged you to use your left foot to push into the floor so that it lifts. So go ahead and let your left foot actually be like a pivot point so that the left knee comes up. And kind of think that as the knee comes up, you feel the left side of your pelvis rotate behind you. So Dave, really think of that left buttocks going behind you, really twisting. Yep, and then even more. Like you're going to stick that left cheek back Think of that left cheek coming backwards, backwards, better. Yeah, and even more than that, to really, you really are twisting in your spine. And again, as you're twisting in your spine, really feel how you can allow that right ear to stay rested on the back of your hand. A cramp. That's it, Dale.
Oh, they're top skiing last week.
That's right. It's hard to believe. In May.
Should have been there, Julie.
I was here.
I know. I skipped last week to go skiing. I'm sorry.
Good. Okay, now, pause from that. And then the other movement that you're going to begin in a moment is where you keep the left knee down and you're going to lift the left lower leg. So again, start slowly so that you can really feel the turn that occurs deep inside the left hip joint. So the first part of the movement is really all about the hip. But then once your foot gets to the ceiling, right, it really can't, you can't turn anymore in the hip, so to speak. So the whole pelvis starts to turn and the lower back twists. This is very much like the double twist we did last week's lesson in the spine. That's it, Dale. So see if you can let more of the right side of the pelvis lift up. So as you lift your foot, let that drop down and let the right, there you go. Yeah. So it hurts?
Yeah, I don't miss that when I do that.
Yeah. You're doing it great. Yeah. Yeah, so see if you can just let this flatten. There.
But it hurts.
And then let this. Is this the hip you have trouble with?
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's why. Go real slow. There. And that's good enough. Was that time a little bit better?
That time was a little better.
Yeah, so go, if you have any kind of hip issues, go really slowly and carefully with yourself. More than anything, that's better, Dale. You just want to feel that turning inside. Beautiful, Becky. Good. Okay. Come back and rest with your left knee bent out to the side. And notice how your right leg is lined. And if it got kind of out to the side or something, bring it to be lined up. Your right leg and foot with your right shoulder. Good. And now go ahead and change over your hands. So the left hand should be on top now of the right, but still the right ear down. And we'll begin with your right leg now, and you're going to start to lift that right long leg, feeling how it pivots right from the hip joint. And literally you should feel like your buttocks goes for a ride, kind of comes up towards your back. You really want to think of the lifting of your right leg as creating length in your whole spine. So your shoulders and your head, everything kind of scoots forward on the floor. That's it, Dave. Think more scooting forward. Can you think of your right elbow? There, much better. That's what I want to see. Scoot forward. There. See, what you were doing before was bunching up. So scoot, there you go. And as that's feeling more comfortable and familiar, then you'll start to lift your head with your left arm. Right? So your right ear should be on the back of your left hand. And it should really feel like it floats up once you lift the right leg. There's this relationship between the two. Okay, and so, Julie, do it smaller in the upper body and less rotation. Better. That's what I want to see. So always better to go smaller. And that's it, Becky. Okay, and then pause for a moment, and then go ahead and roll onto your back and come to resting on your back. And again, just become aware of how are you now lying on the floor, and how do you sense for yourself your length? I guess another way of asking the question for you is, how does the length show up? How do you know through your awareness and sensing yourself that you've created more length for yourself? You feel longer. And especially noticing what that means in that lower back area. And then before we roll back over, why don't you just take a moment to roll your head slowly, a little bit to the right and to the left, and just observe the quality of rolling your head now. Okay, so please go ahead and roll back over onto your stomach. And this time your hands are going to be up alongside where your head is. It's kind of like a push-up position. And your elbows will be in the air. That's it. So your palms are kind of right near where your shoulders are. Yeah, somewhere comfortable. Elbows are up. And your forehead is on the floor. So your head's in the center this time. Okay, good. So really make sure your hands are comfortable. If you have any kind of shoulder issues and one hand needs to be a little wider or something, honor that for the moment. And now bend both of your knees so that both of your feet are pointed towards the ceiling. Okay, so in this position now, you're going to begin to think of lifting your head just slightly away from the floor and lowering it back down. And you get just a small sense that you're pressing both hands into the floor. But the most important thing, again, is this idea of length. Like if I was to come to the top of your head and grab your hair, you would feel me pull you up. So there's no tilting. Your chin and your nose stays orientated towards the floor. So there's no tilt. But let it be like that I would pull, think of where the top of your head is. So back less, no tilting there. So if I come and pull you like this, which doesn't mean this, okay? So
I like it.
She likes me pulling her head. Okay, so think I'm going to get this way. Yeah. So eventually there is a slight tilt with your nose. But more than anything, that's it, Dale. I really want you to feel like if I was to pull, yes. And as you get the length, you feel it all the way down to the lower back. Again, it pulls on the pelvis. Good, Dave. I appreciate you are going so slow because you're getting it. You're getting that area in between those shoulder blades that's been kind of difficult. That's it. Now, as you continue, I'm going to let you lift a little higher. And as you lift a little higher, then you do start to look a little bit forward. So there's a relationship to tilting your head as you lift. Okay? But what you want to continue to feel is the length in your spine. If you start to lose that, there's a good chance you're just tilting your head and you're shortening your neck. Does that make sense? So as you lift, the lift and the tilt are equivalent. The looking. So you start to look at the back of the room. But that only comes with the height. Better. That's it, Julie. That's it, Dale. Good. Okay. Pause with that, and you can turn your head to either side. Lower your elbows and keep your arms up there just to rest. Lower your legs. And I think it's always interesting to just notice which direction you chose to turn your head. So see if you can turn it to the other side. And just right off the bat, just notice what's the difference. Is it something high up in the cervical spine, or is it something more in between the shoulder blade area? Where is it that one side just, you can really rest on that ear, you know, and then the other ear you're kind of not so restful and angled. And often it's more that area in between the shoulder blades than just in the cervical spine. Okay, so come back to the same position, forehead and your arms. Bend your legs. That's it, so your feet are up. And now this time you're not going to do anything with your head, but you're going to begin to lift both of your knees. So just imagine like if I was going to come over and slide a piece of paper under both of your knees. That's it. No more than that. And you may feel you press into your hands a little bit. And could you also think as you're lifting your knees that you're getting length? So that area, remember, the pubic bone and the two front parts of your hip bones are equally pressing down. And that you're getting length. It's as if your knees were moving slightly away from you. Nothing about the feet. Just think of the knees. Even to the point that right below the hip joint, the top part of your thigh, that part should also press into the floor. And then below that, the middle thigh and your knee is what lifts. That's when you know you're getting length. That's it, Dale. So that top part of your thigh, right below where the hip joint is, that big kind of hole where we bend, right below that, that should actually push down. Then you'll understand what I mean by getting length. There. Okay, now keep that going, and at the same time, can you lift your head? Beautiful. That's it, Dale. Beautiful. So it's not about how high. It's again, you're feeling, you're looking for all this length. Good. Okay. Pause and let's have you roll onto your back and rest a minute. And again, just really notice now after that last particular movement or series of couple movements, the length in your spine. How that lower part of your back feels down into your legs. Okay, let's come back over into the same position. So again, your forehead's on the floor. You're finding a comfortable way for your hands to, your palms to be in contact, and your elbows up. Perfect. Knees up. Okay. So this time, just keeping your knees, your legs just like they're at, are right now, you're going to go back to the lifting of your head. And as you do so, though, you're going to start to lift and then turn to look over your right shoulder. So that's it. And then come back, and if you need, and just fully put your head back down and pause. So as you're getting acquainted with this movement, when you go to look over the right shoulder, it's critical that the right shoulder blade moves backwards towards the spine. Yeah, that's the movement, Dave. That gives you a twist in the rest of the spine so you can see that right heel. Beautiful, Julie. That's it, Becky. Yeah, because some of you want to just crank on your neck and not have those shoulder blades. That's it. That's it, Dale. Now, see if you can do that. I don't know if that's your bad shoulder. Can you keep your elbow up a little bit more, or is that too hard on the shoulder? Yeah. I'm going to come show you. Everybody else is doing great. That's it, Julie. That's it, Becca. So, yeah, this really has to slide back, which twists this. And see if you can even lift there. Get those eyes to see that cute little foot. Let's see. Yeah, so let's see, come back. It's the shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So see if you can keep this more to right ankle. And feel that as you push through your hand, this lifts. Yeah, there. That will change your whole shoulder. If you did this every day, like three sets of like eight, change your whole shoulder. So you want to feel from the hand.
Sort of sliding it over?
Yes. Yeah, you're actually, what you do then is you get the head of the humerus in the socket. When you're like this, it's not in the socket. It's all the way up here. So then it's all this effort back here. So this will change. Yeah. And then think, push through the elbow. Beautiful. Don't let that elbow, it's not allowed to drop back here, see? See, that gets it off, so you want it, and there. And rest your head. Just for this move, yeah. If you did the three sets, like I said, there. And then start to lift your head now. And look, yes, that will change this. Patience, though. That's it. That's the idea. So you look to see that cute right foot of yours. That's it. And you know, you can flex them a little bit if you want, flatten them a little bit, but that's not quite as important as the rotation in the spine. But for some of you, it's like, look if it's even now possible to see both heels. Oh, I finally got this room to cool down a little bit. Okay, so Dale, see now if you can lift your head at the same time pushing. Yes, lift your head higher. Yeah, I know. That'll come. But you're doing beautiful. That will completely clear up your shoulder.
That's my neck.
Hmm? Well, they're related. They're best friends. Okay, everybody rest for a minute. They are. They're close up there together. Okay, so let's come up to the same position, but this time we're going to turn to look towards the left heel, okay? So that means that, and you're going to learn something from this shoulder. Okay, so remember the elbows are up, and the shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade must go backwards. And you feel the push through your hand. That's it. And Julie, you bring your hands up too, like a little closer, a little more. I want your elbows out more, like this. So when you push your hand, it goes, yes, like that. So all this power comes through here. So the rotation happens first.
there. That's it, Dale.
You look forward first?
You can look forward first. Or you can just have your head turned to the side, but I really want you to feel that shoulder blade, that connection between the elbow. Yeah. It's like your elbow shoves it over. It pushes the head of the humerus, that's it, Dave, into the socket. But most of us are way up, you know, our shoulders going up into our neck. Yeah, your elbow's down here. So I'm not describing it too well. Have your elbow straight out in a line with your shoulder.
Okay.
And then, yes, and that's the movement. Yes, versus this. Yeah. See, this is what, yeah, that's what I want. And that lets you turn more. That's it, Julie. Yeah. Now notice, feel how there's like a natural instinct. You did exactly. So there's a natural instinct almost to want to lift the left leg and kick it behind you. Because where you're getting a lot of length, that's it, Becky. Where you're getting a lot of length now that I want you to pay attention to is the front side. Right, so if we've been really flexed, our front side is really shortened. I don't know, this is what I've had to work so hard on for myself from this knee surgery because of so much sitting and resting. The front side of you, so think from your pubic bone to your throat, you're like a big bow. You're getting really long, but your backside stays long too.
But and this is supposed to go.
It goes that way. That way, yeah. There you go. So if you want to kick, yeah, you can go ahead and kick the left leg behind you as long as you stay with that length. You feel real, that's it, Dale. Really long on your front side. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, and you may even be able to kick the left leg all the way to touch the floor over to the right. Yeah.
Oh, am I supposed to say it down?
No. Mm-mm. No, because remember, you want your eyes to follow. So your eyes have got to follow that foot. It'll eventually lose it. But think in your mind that your eyes keep following the left foot. So you're turning, looking over. Beautiful, Becky. Over, over, over. Long, long, long. Okay, great. Okay. Let's go ahead and let that go. Roll onto your backs and rest. And again, just really observe how you feel this idea of length, and maybe not even just on the back side of you now, but can you get an idea of the length on the front side of you? So now the real, and it's Julie, it's great that we had this, our little conversation before class. So there's this way, so I'm going to start to introduce, in a way, flexion, but I don't even want to say that word, but how to fold while maintaining length. Okay, that's a better way of saying it. So I'm just going to start to weave that in from this lesson on. The next few weeks, because it is important. We have so much folding in our lives, right? We've got sitting and driving in the car and picking up laundry baskets, and there's a lot of folding that we do, bending over, you know, getting dishes out of a dishwasher. So the idea is to be able to do that without tucking your pelvis under, to have length as you do it, okay? So staying on your back, and Jules, you might want to get back on your mat, yeah, is go ahead and bend your knees. Bring your feet up to standing. Okay, so the first thing is you want to keep length in your back. So what that means is when your legs are standing like this, you don't want to become tucked under. You don't want to try to flatten your back. So just notice if you're in what we call neutral, there's a little space in your lower back there. Does everybody feel that? Okay, that's what we want to look for all the time. Now, can you bring your knees up to your chest and keep the neutral of your pelvis? And then put your right hand around your right knee and your left hand around your left knee.